Welcome to Dirty Erotic Stories, unedited collection taboo stories. Real and explicit sex stories for adults. Erotica books, forbidden desires. Hot sexy romance. Copyright 2020 by Vanessa Smith. All rights reserved. Narrated by David Michael Von Neupert and Adrian Macian. Chapter 1. The Bartender. There she was, behind the bars as she was each Saturday night. Long brown wavy hair, her beautiful dark brown eyes that I could get lost in for hours, and her attractive slim physique, Helen, the barmaid, that brought the majority of the men in here, the reason their pockets were so empty, and the till so full every night she worked. She knew how to flirt, how to get these men to part with their money for alcohol. She knew how to keep them here for longer than their wives and girlfriends expected them to be out for. Hence the reason for most arguments when they eventually stumbled home. Or perhaps the reason most of these men went home and fucked their partners. Leaving the bar drunk and horny all because of this beautiful young lady behind the bar and fucking their wives and girlfriends unbeknown to them that their men are thinking about fucking Helen. Another one, Ryan? She grabbed my pint glass before I even knew what was going on, replacing it with a fresh glass as her hand took to the pump, and my new beer was flowing into the wet glass. Yeah, why not? I replied, reaching into my wallet and pulling out a note to pay. See, I told you, I didn't even want another drink, but she worked her magic, and what do you know? Here comes a new drink, and there goes my $5 note into her soft palm. Grabbing the note with her perfectly manicured pink nails, and there it goes, into the till. How are you anyway, hun? Good week? She asks as she places my beer on the bar in front of me. Yeah, not too bad, thanks. Slaving away at work per usual, how about you? I lift the glass to my lips. Ugh, been manic in here with the football being on all week. Bloody World Cup. Do we need 3 matches a day on? She rolls her eyes. You're talking to the wrong person. You must remember, I love football. Oh, how could I forget? All those break times at school, you were in the cage with your mates kicking balls all over the place. She smiles towards me. Oh, so you did notice me in school then, yeah? I raise an eyebrow. No response. Just seems funny to me that when I finally did build up the courage to ask you on a date, you turned me down. Please correct me if I'm wrong. I pick up my pint, take a longer sip this time. Ah, shit, you remember. Her cheeks began to blush. Remember? How could I forget? You broke my innocent little heart in art class. I was so embarrassed. Oh, come on, you had your fair share of ladies in school. One rejection couldn't have hurt you that much. She rubs my arm in an attempt to comfort me. My only rejection in school, I'll have you know. I raise my eyebrows once more. Well, I like to think I taught a very valuable life lesson. Her eye is caught by someone at the other end of the bar, waving for her attention. Maybe so, but I'm still not giving up hope. I nod at her to go and serve the gentleman. She smirks and winks at me as she walks away. I have a feeling that last comment of mine means that this conversation is far from over. Okay, so 2 hours and 3 more pints have passed. She came back over to me. Not that I was waiting. I had the football for a company and the odd bit of a small talk with a few of the regulars. Time flew. I had hardly noticed that she hadn't ventured back my way, honestly, but at 11:30 p.m. she had finally made her way back to bring me the news I had been dreading. Sorry, babe, we're closing up. With that, I concluded it was probably the right time to go anyway. I was swaying on my last trip to the men's room, so I smiled and grabbed my black denim jacket from my stool and attempted to fit my arms in it. It only took 4 attempts, so not too bad, considering. But as I had finally managed to wrestle the denim to my body, a voice caught me unexpectedly from behind. Giving up again? Her voice sounded sweet against my ears, so close to me, and I could feel the warmth of her breath on my neck. Huh? I turned just about with a puzzled impression on my appearance. You said you were closing. I am, but I have the keys, and you know, if you happen to find yourself locked in, you could always buy me a drink to make up for ignoring me for the last 2 hours. She smiles, sweetly, her brown eyes glistening against the bright lights of the fruit machine next to us. Ignoring you? You were working!
Sample complete. Ready to continue?